Beverly's reclined in one of the three chairs in the main room at the donation center. She's already started while Claudio's doing his routine intake. Even after 5 years, Beverly is still a little nervous about donating platelets.
I don't love this part.
The nurse puts in the needle as the collection machine starts up.
Did you get it?
Just breathe easy. Okay, start me up.
The machine pulls in a small portion of Beverly's blood and separates out the platelets. After a few minutes, the rest of her blood, along with a small bit of saline solution, flows back into her body. This cycle will continue for about an hour and a half.
Normally I get nervous and then once it's in, I'm fine.
One thing that does calm Beverly down is knowing that Claudio is by her side.
I need a bag of pretzels and Claudio.
Claudio is the veteran donor of the two. He's been donating platelets for 7 years now. He even donates through both arms at the same time. Beverly got started after she made a resolution one day to join him.
She did. It wasn't horrible. And now it's a nice thing that we can do together, and then we'll go out sometimes afterwards and have dinner. And we're sitting here right across from each other, although we both watch TV. Sometimes I'll change her channel. You know, every once in a while I'll look at each other and make faces. It's kind of like a date.
Claudio and Beverly have their date scheduled for every other Thursday. And although Beverly has gone by herself as well, they would both much rather donate together.
I don't know, it's just fun to see him in that other chair at the same time, and he cracks jokes, and the time goes faster when he's right over there.
Claudio and Beverly have been together for 28 years and married for 21. They also have two daughters. The two met right here in State College at a small town bar they both frequented.
I saw her, she saw me, and we saw each other several times. And I think her boyfriend actually caught on to the fact we were looking at each other. He got mad. And then one day her boyfriend wasn't there. And then we just started talking. That was it.
Claudio and Beverly are so regular that they have their name on the wall for completing 100 donations. Claudio was first to make it on the plaque with his name on the bottom row of the first column. Beverly eyed the open spot next to him.
It was a personal goal of mine to make it beside him on that plaque, and I did. So we're both up there on that 100 plaque beside each other.
There's people that have come, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives. So yeah, there's a number of people that like to come together with somebody else.
Ken Martin is the chair of the board of directors for the local chapter of the American Red Cross. Martin also donates. He says it's great that couples like Claudio and Beverly donate together because they not only are more likely to go, but it makes the time more enjoyable.
If you're talking to somebody else, you're not thinking about these needles in your arms and so forth. If you don't know anybody there, you're more thinking about, oh, my arm hurts, or how long's it been? You know, how much longer do I have?
Martin says Claudio and Beverly are among about 150 other platelet donors who consistently donate at the State College Center. Most of the platelets will go to cancer patients or those with an organ transplant. Claudio and Beverly say they don't expect anything in return and are just happy to be able to help.
You know, I've got a lot of platelets, I've got time, and somebody else can use them. I mean, it's not as though I'm doing something else more important on a Thursday night for 2 hours, so.
Martin says donors are always needed, but they're especially useful in the winter. People tend to donate less over the holidays, and many students have gone home. Winter weather also hinders donations. Since the beginning of January, more than 600 American Red Cross blood drives have been canceled, and nearly 20,000 blood and platelet donations have been uncollected due to bad weather. He urges others to donate, just like Claudio and Beverly. For WPSU, I'm Danielle Matalonis.